And we're thrilled to have everybody here today. Thank you to staff, everyone that is here on behalf of Port Houston staff. Before we get started with the agenda, I'd like to highlight a few items. First of all, at the last meeting, we had announced that Commissioner Don Carlos was reappointed by the Small Cities and Mayor's Council for another two-year term. And I'm very pleased to report that we have two additional appointments. Commissioner Theldon Branch was reappointed for another two-year term by City Council of the City of Houston. He's served on the commission since first being appointed in September 2013. And we also have Commissioner John Kennedy, who was also reappointed for another two-year term by the Harris County Commissioners Court. He has served on the board since first being appointed in December 2012. We are very happy to have their continued leadership. Could we please give them a hand? The Trans-Pacific Maritime Conference. Earlier this month, we attended the Trans-Pacific Maritime Conference held in Long Beach, California. And I am so proud to say that our commercial development group gave LA Long Beach a run for its money at that conference. That's one of the premier industry conferences in the world, frankly. And the customers that we really want to attract for additional container business through Port Houston are all there. And I want to tell you that our staff was working 24/7. I don't think any of them got more than four hours sleep a night. Most of the business was being transacted in the hall while the seminars were being conducted in a 1,500 person room. I've never seen so many people at a conference, but it was really, really terrific. We had meetings with all of our major carriers, some additional potential customers that I feel confident we're going to win their confidence in their business to continue to grow opportunity and business at this port. So I want to thank our commercial development department for all the work they did. Roger, you also worked really, really hard in conjunction with your staff. And so I want to thank you for all of your efforts in developing business for this great port. In addition to that, we had our small business 15-year anniversary on February the 27th. It was held at the George R. Brown Convention Center. It was very kind of Houston First to allow us to use that beautiful space at no charge. Over 20 local small businesses, including caterers, florists, a band, graphic design team, printers, vendors, attended and, you know, made it a really successful event. And we had over 350 people that came to celebrate with us for our program. We're proud to report that we've had over $500 million awarded to small business through that program. Over the past 15 years, the Port Small Business Program has received a number of awards, including our Great Region Excellence Award by the Houston-Galveston Area Council, City of Houston Office of Business Opportunities Community Partner of the Year Award, Champion of Diversity, et cetera. So we're very excited about that, and I want to give a special thank you to Gilda Ramirez, who really, Gilda, stand up. She started that program in 2002. I'm not done. Gilda does not like it when I give her recognition. She's just going to have to get used to it. She started the program in 2002 from scratch, and it is now the model around the state. In some ways, it's a model for the nation. So I really want to thank her and her staff for all the hard work that they put in having that celebration. It's a real testament to our commitment to spreading opportunity throughout our region to businesses, both large and small. And we like to say that small business is big business at Port Houston. Okay, and finally, we have a very special guest here today that I am so proud to introduce. We have Rear Admiral John Nadeau from the U.S. Coast Guard in Washington, D.C. Rear Admiral Nadeau serves as the Assistant Commandant for Prevention Policy at the U.S. Coast Guard Headquarters in Washington, D.C. We thank you so much for making this long trip. In this capacity, he leads development of national policy, standards, and programs to promote marine safety, security, and environmental stewardship. The programs under his leadership include waterways management, navigation, boating safety, ports and facilities, merchant mariner credentialing, vessel documentation, marine casualty investigation, commercial vessel inspections, and port state control. You have a lot on your plate, Admiral. He has previously served as the Assistant Commandant for Capability, Commanding Officer of the Coast Guard Marine Safety Center, Captain of the Port for Wilmington, North Carolina Region, and right here in Texas as the Chief of Inspections in Corpus Christi. Please join me in giving him a round of applause as I ask him to approach.
Thank you. Thanks. There's no place I'd rather be this morning than outside Washington, D.C. and down here with you. It really is a pleasure and an honor to be before you all, commissioners. And before I get any further, really, I want to point out, of course, Captain Kevin Oda, who you all know so well, as do we. And as I'm up there talking with some of you and getting a few photos, you're saying, boy, the Coast Guard's great. And I think you're right. You are fortunate to have Captain Oda down here. He is one of our best. And
we love Captain Oda.
And he is quick to point out as well that he is blessed to have such a great community to work with here and such good partners and strong stakeholders. And it is evident. It's obvious to us. You know, I look at what happened last summer and watching how this community came together. Those of us outside, far, far away, just sat in amazement and watched what you all did. The port coordination team coming together to reconstitute the port, which pulling the people off the rooftops, that is amazing. 12, 13,000 people, cats, dogs, everything else.
Yes, sir.
Surging and saving lives. But what people, most people don't see, but also behind the scenes right after that, is to get cargo and ships and things moving again. So I know that is a huge part of what you all do here. So thank you for that. And how important that is to our country, both from our economic prosperity as well as our national security through our marine transportation system. It's so critical to this country. So thanks what you all do to keep things moving. So we have an award that we give out every other year called the Rear Admiral Richard Bennis Award for Maritime Security, Excellence in Maritime Security. And it's only every other year, and this year, hands down, it was pretty easy to see who was going to win that. But before I talk about your package and why you were selected to win it, I do want to talk a little bit about the man, Rear Admiral Bennis. He happened to be the captain of the port in New York on 9/11. He had been stationed there. He had been serving for many years. He'd been captain of the port in Hampton Roads. He'd been captain of the port in Charleston, South Carolina. And he was battling brain cancer at the time. He had just had surgery a week before 9/11. He had the staples removed from his head on the 10th. And on the 11th, he was in his car heading down to Florida to look at retirement properties with his wife. Things happened on the 11th. He was just south of Virginia and immediately got a call. Turned his car around, drove past the burning Pentagon, got up to New York, went to New Jersey and caught a ferry or got a boat to pick him up and bring him back to Staten Island, where they directed the evacuation of about 500,000 people from Manhattan that day. He then did retire, went to work for TSA. 2002, when they stood up, instead of retiring and going to Florida, he went to Washington where he stood up the new part of TSA to deal with security. Maritime security and some land. So in recognition of his work and his dedication to security for the country, we created this award. Your package was outstanding. I read it on the plane down again, and hands down, it's amazing what you've been able to do. Your team back there, they are all-stars, led by Marcus Woodring, and under the leadership of you all, they have done incredible things. The amount of cargo you move, you're number one in this, number one in that, number one in this, hands down, you've done it all. Beyond just doing it, you are leaders in the community. Talking with Captain Odit, I know that you're active on the Area Maritime Security Committee. You're active on the subcommittees Michael there has led a new group dealing just with FSOs. I know Mark has been active in the Port Security Grant, bringing about $70 million in grant funds here to help the entire community, as well as the nation. Again, Marcus has been active in our National Maritime Security Council, which impacts the entire nation. So again, it was not difficult for us to recognize you and your achievements. And I did not even mention the ISO certification, ISO 28000 certification. Not only did you got it almost 10 years ago now, and you're on your fourth recertification, still the only US, only Port Authority in the United States to attain that. Congratulations. But I want a couple photos to take home with me too. So maybe you get on this side. I'll get behind back there with Ms. Longoria. You can get a photo with all the commissioners, and then can I get one with the?
Well, we can just get everybody to behind. Come here behind us, and we'll David will get some photos. Commissioners, if you would mind, Marcus. Marcus is really the star.
He is. He is. We
won't admit
it. Marcus,
come up here. Ma'am, I'd like to ask the security team maybe if they could join us, ma'am.
Sure,
back
sure. Absolutely.
Jessica Thomas, our security director, and our FSO.
So Marcus, come up here.
Slide right.
Slide.
I'll slide the back.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to
get this.
You want me to do it?
Is that good?
Good.
Give us some directions.
Okay. Well, everybody, look at me, and we'll just we'll do the best we can.
I don't like
okay, hang on.
I did read about it after.
And then we're going to be lazy here.
You did tell how she said to us, it's your sort of thing. This is what you do to talk about yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
We're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And Roger, may I ask that award please be prominently displayed in the outside room here so that everybody knows that we received that award for maritime security. I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
All right, so next we have an approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Next are Port Commission Committee updates. First, governance, Commissioner Don Carlos.
Yeah, the Governance Committee met on March 13th. Chairman Longoria and Commissioner Kennedy and I met to review two policies, the newly rewritten travel, meals, and business entertainment authorization and expense reimbursement policy. We need to work on the name on that a little bit.
We made it blunder on purpose.
I think you did. And the proposed policy for approving and funding local court commissioner employee meals. There weren't any what I'd call substantive changes to the policy. Policies were streamlined, they were clarified, make it easier to read, which is very important because now commissioners and employees who travel have to review the policies and acknowledge that we reviewed them annually. So they are just basic common sense policies. They have specific ways that expenses are authorized, and we're all doing this because our friends in the legislature want us to comply with Special District Local Laws Code Chapter 5007. So we reviewed them. We made some changes, which were made by Eric and crew, and we recommend approval of these new policies.
With that, Commissioner Don Carlos, so that it's at the top of our mind, I would entertain a motion for approval of item G1.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And thank you, Commissioner Don Carlos, for your leadership on that item. Next, we have the Procurement and Small Business Task Force meeting chaired by Commissioner Kennedy.
Chairman, we had our meeting yesterday of the task force. It went well, and we, in addition to that, we had the Small Business Advisory Council meeting yesterday as well. So we had a number of people in the room who deal with small businesses throughout our region. And you covered some of the most important things of our meeting yesterday. You talked about the anniversary meeting. So I'm going to let your report stand as our report to the community. And just say that things are going very well in our small business area. We're looking at a number of things that regarding our policies. And when we have something, we'll bring it to the commission for approval.
Thank you, Commissioner Kennedy, for your leadership. The commission very much appreciates it. So you don't have an action item today?
I do not.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, do we have any public comments, Mr. Erickson? All right, so on to staff reports. Our CEO, Roger Gunther, will provide a summary of selected financial and operational matters.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, commissioners and guests. Thanks for being here. Real quickly, I'll just say we're off and running already quickly this year through the first quarter of one that's already busy and promises to be an extremely busy year. Our facilities are seeing tremendous activity and deliver solid results. Through February, our terminals have handled 6.1 million tons of cargo collectively. That's a 7% increase over the first 2 months of last year, which is certainly an encouraging start to 2018. I'll highlight that the impact of steel, the import steel, is strong, up 17% already during the first 2 months of last year. There's been a lot of talk about steel and aluminum lately, and obviously the effects of the tariffs have an impact of us through February. They didn't take place through until mid-March, and in fact our March volumes are looking pretty strong through most of the month already. Further to what we've been hearing, maybe you have heard or maybe not, that late last week there was an exemption allowed for major countries that we import steel from here in our port. That include the EU, South Korea, Brazil, Argentina, Australia, and I think all of that is positive to our business that there have been further exemptions beyond Canada and Mexico. So overall, the port-wide container activity for the first 2 months, we're up 1% for the year in TEUs, which I will remind you is 1% over a very robust year in 2017. And recent report that we've had is 1% over our volume last year, which our port in the container activity is the fastest growing port in terms of container activity percentage wise of all the ports in the U.S. We were up collectively 11% last year versus the average was about 5% across the nation. So very very good activity, and we expect this to continue to grow. It's being pushed by the imports, continue to be that area of growth even starting this year as well. Our exports relying on, we know what's coming in terms of the export of plastic resins. It didn't get off to the good start that we thought it was going to be because of the delays in production, but it's coming, and we'll expect that to continue to grow throughout the year. Our financial results reflect this growth in overall tonnage. They're very solid in line with our operational performance. And lastly, I just want to point out a couple things talking about our strategic goals and making the investments that we continue to need to make for the future to handle this demand, not only in containers, but as well as general cargo facilities that are on the agenda for your consideration today, one of which is the design of Berth 9 down at the end of the turning base, a very important dock to us that's been out of service for several months, and that's on the agenda for letting of that design contract. We also have the recommendation to go out for bid for 8 new RTGs, rubber tire gantry cranes at Barber's Cut, as well as some professional contracts where we're continuing the inspection and the condition assessments of our facility. So we absolutely understand what investments that we need to make for the near and long term at the port. And the last thing I want to mention, we've recently partnered on a pilot project aimed at enhancing the efficiency and visibility of cargo movement through the supply chain. Port Houston was chosen as the only port to partner with IBM and Maersk in the blockchain technology to allow for this transparency of trade all the way through the supply chain. Ports are critical links. We have a lot of information to share, and we're critical in the supply chain and the efficient movement of cargo. So we're in the early stages of this, but we have partnered, begun doing some testing with IBM and Maersk and exploring this technology to, again, make our port a better and a more efficient trading partner for our customers. So stay tuned on that, but it's exciting initial first step that we've done in this technology. That's all I have.
Thank you so much. Now on to the rest of the agenda. On item G2, I'm going to defer that to the next meeting, and in the interim, I'm assigning this to the audit committee. Maxine, if you would put cybersecurity policy on our next agenda, and I'm going to ask Mr. Thompson, please, if you would make a presentation to the audit committee first about the industry standards, federal requirements, and then the way that this policy meets those, so that that committee can then vet it and recommend it to the commission as a whole. I think it would serve our interest greatly, since this is such an important and evolving risk, not only for Port Houston, but for every both private and public enterprise in the nation. So I would ask that we do that, please. And then we'll have it on for approval at the next commission meeting. Under commercial, excuse me, one second.
G1.
Approved staff ranking of vendors and award a 2-year professional services contract to provide news media monitoring and news release distribution services to the top ranked proposer in an amount not to exceed $104,500 in order of staff ranking. First, Meltwater News US Inc. Second, Meltwater News US Inc. Third, Cyber Alert LLC Glean Info. Is there a motion?
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, approve a 3% lease rate increase for 30 Port Authority month-to-month leases effective May 1st, 2018.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, approve a third amendment to the lease agreement with Contanda Wachang Terminal LLC, effective no earlier than April 1st, 2018, as reflected in that item.
Motion. Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
I got a question on that.
Yes, sir.
We've been at this how long? They've had that thing under contract for how long?
When did that when did we first initiate that contract? October.
Of last year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And
then we renewed it again, yep. Now we're renewing it again.
Well, the issue, it's because there's an issue with the easement on the property that we bought that is unresolved, then we just need to give more time to get through
need
that.
Need to get it resolved. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under finance, items 1A through L, which are requests for bids, proposals, or qualifications.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, adopt resolutions authorizing the Port Authority's participation in the Texas Cooperative Liquid Asset Security System Trust and designate authorized representatives to act on behalf of the Port Authority in connection with this local government investment pool.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And I assume, Mr. Yee, that this is something that you have reviewed and recommend.
Yes, it provides greater flexibility for us to invest our funds.
Thank you very much. Item 3, approve the second amended insurance program and indemnification policy.
Motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Branch. Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under Health, Safety, Security, and Emergency Management, item one, amend the unarmed uniform security gate office services contract with Allied University Security Service LLC to approve a change order in an amount not to exceed $1,700,000 to provide services through July 31st, 2018. Authorize activation of the 2 1-year options for continuing services effective August 1st, 2018, and approve a new purchase order to fund the 2 1-year option terms in an amount not to exceed $13,200,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under Infrastructure, item one, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year services contract in an amount not to exceed $1,039,854 for maintenance of dredge material placement areas to the top ranked proposer. In order of ranking, Yellowstone Landscape, second, Angel Lady Services.
Motion, staff recommendation.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $703,397 for the design of rehabilitation and repair of Warp 9 at Turning Basin Terminals to the top-ranked proposer. In order of ranking, first, CH2M Hill Engineers, Inc., second, Dannenbaum Engineering Corporation, third, Berger ABAM, Inc.
Move staff recommendation.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three, give me 1 second here. I'll take items 3 through 6 together, which are awards.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item 7, rescind the previous award to Dally Security Systems, Inc. and award a construction contract for the 12.47 kV electrical switchboard security at Barbers Cut Terminal to Convergent Technologies using the local government purchasing cooperative's buy board program in an amount not to exceed $61,681.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 8, approve a change order to CYMI, Inc. to perform additional work associated with the construction of Container Yard 6 South at Bayport Container Terminal in amount not to exceed $172,742.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item carries. Number 9, approve a change order to McCarthy Building Companies to perform additional work associated with construction of Container Yard 1 and East End at Barbers Cut Terminal in an amount not to exceed $300,953.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 10, approve a change order to 40 Construction Company to perform additional work associated with structural concrete and fender repairs at Wharf Number 23 at Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $759,861.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. There's a question.
Yes.
What's the additional work?
This is Wharf 23 out here, the one I think many, some of you have had the opportunity to take a look at it. This is the one that we got into, and there was more deterioration. There was, once they started jacking out, there was addition. Most of it is additional concrete quantities, which is at the unit cost that was done. There's some strut beams and some timbers and that type of stuff, but that's the one out here on 23 that, once we got into it, it was
worse than we thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should be finished by the end of May now.
So one of our major steel.
Yes. Very, very much an important dock to us. But
all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Amend the professional services contracts with CH2M Hill Engineers, Moffitt and Nickel, and West Janney Eitner Associates for the Facility Inspection and Condition Assessment Program for 2017 through 2019 in the respective amounts reflected in that item.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item 12, amend the professional services contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. to provide planning, engineering, and technical services for channel development support for year 5 of 5 in an additional amount not to exceed $700,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 13, enter into an interlocal agreement with Harris County to provide wage rate compliance services for a one-year term in an amount not to exceed $71,587. Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, 14, enter into an agreement with LBC Houston LP to accept approximately 650,000 cubic yards of fill material and acknowledge such gift.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Item carries. It's just interesting that fill material can be considered a gift.
It's a huge gift.
Yeah, but, yeah.
It's a huge gift for what we need to do further develop at Bayport, so it's good.
Why can't we use dredge material for that purpose?
Well, a little bit different structural quality there.
All right. Well, in any event, item 15, permits, licenses, pipeline easements, approve the renewal of expiring Port Authority licenses for new 10-year terms. Dow Hydrocarbons and Resources, ExxonMobil Pipeline Company, Southwestern Bell, Lone Star NGL, Mont Bellevue LP, Equistar Chemicals, and TPC Group
Inc. Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. 16, issue a distribution transmission line license to AT&T for one fiber optic line across Industrial Park East in Houston.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. 17, I'm going to take 17 through 18, which are the issuances of pipeline licenses in the, as reflected in those items.
Motion.
Second. By Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under operations.
Is 17 through 19?
19 or, yeah.
Is 17 through
19.
L1 through 3, which are awards of contracts as reflected in those items. I would entertain a motion.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under general, approve an amendment to the Maersk Line AS Marine Terminal Services Agreement to add Hamburg Süd and Alliance as included carrier entities and approve the termination of prior Marine Terminal Services Agreements with Hamburg Süd and Alliance.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, authorize a facility use agreement with Buffalo Marine Service, Inc., effective May 1st, 2018, for lay berth of barges at Turning Basin Terminal Wharves 2 through 4, CDs 8 through 26, and CDs 27 through 31 at an annual dockage rate of $120,000 for a term of 2 years, with a 2-year renewal option at an annual dockage rate of $138,000 plus security and other fees under tariff number 8.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. All right, under people. Item 1, issue a purchase order and enter into a 2-year agreement with Sun Total Systems, LLC, the sole service provider for an automated learning management system as reflected in that item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, issue a purchase order to Pitney Bowes Global Financial Services using the Local Government Purchasing Cooperatives Buy Board Program for the lease of a mailing system and the purchase of consumable supplies for the mailing system at Port Authority's Executive Office.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, authorize an interlocal agreement with the University of Houston Graduate Design Bill Studio, Gerald E. Hines College of Architecture and Design, to design and construct an open-air shade structure at the Turning Basin Terminal Sam Houston Landing in an amount not to exceed $50,000. I would move that item.
Second.
seconded jointly by Commissioners Branch and Corrigan.
We're a Cougar family.
Jessica, would you please address this before we take the vote? Thank you.
As you guys know, previously we had plans for the Maritime Museum to go down to the SAM, so we've deferred making any improvements down there for a while. Many of you guys have been down there. You've noticed that, especially in the summertime during the special tour, there is no shade options, and we ask people to come out there 30 minutes early just to make sure that they don't miss the train. So this is kind of a temporary patch to provide a shade structure. We are looking at long-term plans down there for how we kind of beautify the space. We're talking about doing an employee project down there this year to beautify it, as well as what we're going to do in the long term to how we can kind of make it more of an experience for the tour, as well as just enhance the experience.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I think that is so important because that's generally the only glimpse that the public gets of who we are. And so it would be wonderful if the drive from the gate there on Clinton Road to the facility was landscaped to be just a little more appealing so that it doesn't look as awful as it currently does. And secondly, I think it's a wonderful idea to have shade for our guests because it's really asking too much to make them stand out in the hot sun while they're waiting for the Sam Houston tour boat. It doesn't give them the right experience. So thank you for that, Jessica. We really appreciate your remarks. And I think we all agree, and certainly commissioners, you certainly are welcome to make any comment that you would. I believe that we all think it's important that we enhance the drive there, the loading experience, and the experience on the Sam Houston to assure that our citizens get a positive experience in everything that they do related to Port Houston. So thank you, staff, for all that you're going to do to enhance that opportunity.
And I'll just highlight that we do have a group collectively working across the organization to have that input. We not only at that location, but even looking at alternative launching locations for special trips. She mentioned that it was temporary, but it will be incorporated in any long-term investment that we make down there. So I think it's a good opportunity, again, to work with the Maritime, University of Houston.
It's a great experience for the students.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good for everyone.
And they did a good job on the main gate also.
Sure did. Okay, so under technology, item one, award of purchase. I'm sorry. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Technology, award of purchase order to CDW Government LLC for the purchase of miscellaneous computer parts and accessories using the Texas Cooperative Purchasing Network Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Okay, items 2 through 5 will be taken together. They are the awarding of purchase orders in the amounts reflected in those items. Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item 6, enter into a 3-year interconnection security agreement with United States Customs and Border Protection for maintaining an electronic data interface link.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. We are now going to immediately recess this open meeting and convene in executive session without a break, please.
It's now 9:39 a.m. Board Commission of the Port Houston Authority of Harris County, Texas will now convene. The closed meeting is permitted by Texas Meetings Act and Government Code to conduct a private consultation attorneys, including consultation regarding memorandum settlement agreements to the people of Texas. Blanchard Contractors versus Port Houston Authority of Port Houston, 157th District Court of Harris County, Texas, and proposed agreement for legal services Buell, Brown, Blank, and Knight LLP.
Thank you.
Regarding real estate, deliberation regarding disposition of Woodhouse terminal properties in Bellway. Economic development negotiation services. Employment evaluation of employees includes deliberation starting from the close.
Morning.
Security related matters. The Port Commission will reconvene in public session.
Could you repeat that? I missed that.
I know, right?
I missed that.
We discussed an executive session and authorized the chief legal officer to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And Commissioner Branch, do you have an item?
I do, Madam Chair. I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend the settlement agreement with the City of Seabrook on the terms discussed in executive session. I further move to authorize the Executive Director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I believe that concludes the business of this Port Commission meeting. We're adjourned. I'm now